Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lyndon Hirschberger, board chair of the Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce.
First off, you guys have a couple of paid positions that you're looking to fill at the chamber. What can you tell us about those?
The first position is office manager, creative director, will be a part-time position, probably between 20 and 30 hours per week. Responsibilities would be to manage the office, oversee the other staff and volunteers, and then on the creative director side, responsible for our website, social media, print advertising, radio advertising, all of those things. The second position is a bookkeeping position, also part-time, probably more like 5 to 10 hours per week. You know, kind of the responsibilities that a bookkeeper would typically have, accounts payable and receivable and those sorts of things. Prior to right now, the responsibilities have been kind of combined, and we had a person step down from that position just recently and thought it might make sense to divide the responsibilities a little bit. So that's where we're at.
What kind of an application deadline are you guys working on?
So we're accepting resumes until the 31st of March.
Do you guys have target dates in mind as to when you would like those positions filled?
Obviously, as soon as possible. Realistically, we're hoping within the first couple of weeks of April.
What's the best way for people to find out more or apply?
The best way is to email, and the email address is kaccresume@gmail.com.
Now, again, these are paid positions, but Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce also has some committee positions that you're looking to fill. Now, these are volunteer, correct?
That's correct. They are volunteer positions. Some of them kind of focus around the different events that we do. For instance, there's a committee that's responsible for our Kelowna Days event that happens in June. Another who's responsible for Christmas in Kelowna that happens in December. Chamber of Commerce does a booth at the state fair where our members can find items for sale. And so there's a committee that oversees that event. There's a personnel committee, a membership committee, and a finance committee. So those are kind of the current committees.
A lot of different ways people in the Kelowna community can help. Give us a sense of how vital volunteers are to organizations like the Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, absolutely vital. You know, those events take a significant amount of time and just manpower to make them happen. So, yeah, volunteers are critical. I guess I just throw out there, too, we're interested in folks who may be willing to volunteer a few hours a day in the office. Responsibilities would be just answering tourism questions. We do we call it a byways tour, where we do a 90-minute guided tour on a bus that the chamber owns. And so volunteers in the office would have some responsibility with scheduling riders on those tours.
What would you say, Lyndon, to encourage people to come out and volunteer for Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce?
So we as a board have been wrestling with a mission statement and haven't nailed it down completely yet, but we're kind of focusing on the idea that it's our mission to support the local businesses and make sure that they're successful. And we believe as a result of that, then we can improve the quality of life for the entire community. So I guess my pitch would be, if you're interested in serving that mission, improving the quality of life in our community, this might be a nice way for you to volunteer.
I would imagine, judging by the number of committees that people could volunteer for, that 2020 was a rough year for a lot of organizations like Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce, a lot of events that you normally would have wiped out because of COVID-19 safety concerns. Sounds like you guys are trying to put together a 2021 that is closer to what people are used to.
Yes, that's exactly right. We do intend to start our byways tour again towards the end of April. Quilt show happens here in Kelowna towards the end of April. We're hoping to have our byways tours active. You know, obviously we want to keep them safe. We'll require masks and social distance on the buses, sanitize between trips and that sort of thing. But yes, we are hoping to take steps towards more normal. The other thing that will be happening this summer, we intend to start our farmers market again, probably around the first weekend in June. We had a shortened but very successful season last fall, so we're really looking forward to the farmers market starting again.
Lyndon, that's all the questions I have for you. Anything else that you want to mention about the goings-on with the Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce and getting people involved?
maybe just that we believe we're part of a great community and want to do what we can to make folks aware of what's happening here, and volunteers are a critical part of that. So I appreciate the opportunity to spread the word a bit.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lyndon Hershberger from the Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.